Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ah, the Lord is here in this sanctuary on tonight, and truly we thank God for his presence on tonight. And the reason why I know that the Lord is here tonight, because he said, where two or three gather together in my name, that I will be in the midst. And truly God is in the midst on tonight. I greet all of you on the line tonight in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. I am your host for Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. Tonight, a Friday night worship service. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And I thank you. I thank you. And I pray that your heart will be blessed on tonight by the word of God. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord will move in your heart and bless you and encourage you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But before we go into the Word of God, I would like to read a scripture and say a little prayer, and then I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to have the introduction of our speaker for tonight. The scripture comes from Psalm 117, and it's only two verses in that psalm, and it reads, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord." Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before your presence on tonight, Lord God, thanking you for one more night to come to worship you, Lord God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you move on this line, O God, that your people will be encouraged, Lord God, they'll be strengthened, O God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for the grace and the mercy that you have given unto us, Lord God. I thank you for all you have done, all you're doing, and all you're going to do. Lord, I thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I just thank you. I just glorify your name, Lord God, that you are still on the throne, Lord God, and that you are still in control of all things. And God, for that, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we just want to bless your name on tonight. Hallelujah. We come to worship you. We come to hear what thus says the Lord on tonight. And God, I thank you. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you, Lord God, for all the women that have come forth to minister your word unto your people, O God. May you continue to bless them richly, O God, for pouring out your word unto your people. God, we thank you and we glorify you in Jesus' holy name. I pray and ask it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. At this time, I'm going to play a selection, and then I'm going to have an introduction of our speaker. This song here I just had to find this song and play it, and you'll know what I mean when I play the song.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Help me to hold out, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I promised the Lord that I would hold out, even though I may stumble sometime. Hallelujah. I praise and thank the Lord. Hallelujah. That even when I stumble sometime, hallelujah, he's still there. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to hold out and hold on. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I had to play that song. I thought about Miss Watson singing that song. Hallelujah. Glory be to that's about the closest I could get to her. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Truly, we thank God. Hallelujah. That we can hold out. Hallelujah. Even in spite of what's going on in the world today, but not by ourselves. Hallelujah. We can do it only with the glory and the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. At this time, we're going to have the introduction of our speaker. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We're going to have Sister Kelly Weaver to come tonight and do the introduction of our speaker. Sister Weaver, your line is open.
Dr. Dorsey?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here.
We hear you. We hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. Good evening, everyone who's on the line tonight. I would like to introduce you to my mother, Sister Willie Weaver. She is a member of Veal Chapel Baptist Church. She's a missionary down there, along with other events and other, not programs, but other committees that she's part of. She is a recent graduate of University of South Carolina. She is also a retired member of Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Just a little bit about her. And she is the mother of five children. My mother is strong in the Lord. She stands on the word. She lives on the word. She never misses an opportunity to put God's word out there to anyone who has an open ear, and for anyone who doesn't want to hear it, she still puts it out there. So I just want to introduce you to my mother, Willie Weaver.
Amen. So Willie Weaver, your line is open. Amen. I turn it over to you.
Hallelujah. And God bless you all out there in radio land, blog talk land, by the grace of God. And we're just thanking God for, first of all, for the invitation to come share what the Lord has put on my heart, and also to give thanks for this the way that we are able to be with each other and share the word of God over the radio. And we thank Dr. Dorsey and Reverend Dorsey for pressing through and for taking on this opportunity by grace. We thank and praise those that are on the line as well. And also thank and praise God for my Veal Chapel family, my Blue Cross family, for my pastor, Pastor Jones, and his wife, Minister Jones. We just give God all the glory for opportunity. And in this teaching and this listening tonight, I'd like to lift up this verse out of Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Hallelujah to God. Let's pray. Father, we lift up everything to you, every word, oh God, every sigh, every heart, oh God, every mind. We lift it up to you, oh Lord, every listening ear, Lord God. We lift those things up to you, Lord God. Especially, we lift your word back up to you, oh God. We know that all good and perfect gifts come from above. Speak, Lord, for your children listen. I thank you and I praise you. Through Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Foundations be destroyed. What can the righteous do? Well, at the beginning of this particular song, and this particular verse it's just been on my mind a minute because it speaks very dear to all of us. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It would almost seem like the righteous are helpless, that our hands are tied, or we throwed our hands up. What can the righteous do? Well, in the beginning of Psalm 11 and 1, it says, "In the Lord put on my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain?" It's telling us in the beginning, put your trust in the Lord. When people say, you better run, you better hide, you better not let them find you. I don't know what you're doing, but you better get away from here. And I know that people say these things, that you need to get out from where you're at. But if you're trusting and standing on the word, and you know that these are things that God has put in your heart, the Bible said, don't let somebody tell you to run and hide from the Lord or from the word or what he's told you. Don't run and hide. Don't go someplace where people can't find you. Dig yourself a nice hole someplace and hide your head. That's really not what the Lord telling us like that. But that's the question that is being asked. Run someplace. Flee like a bird and hide. In fact, it says to a mountain. And they really want you to get behind the mountain and stay there. In verse 2, it says, "For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the righteous in heart." You know, Satan is always on his job, 24/7. The scriptures tell us he walks back and forth, so he don't get tired. His feet don't get tired. They don't hurt. His knees don't hurt. He don't get tired from walking back and forth trying to just define who he can shoot at. In fact, the scripture gets very detailed, my sisters and brothers in the radio land. It tells us that this wicked people, they hide. Well, you can't see them. Now, this sounds like a physical, but we got to think about this in the spiritual. They say hide, so you can't see them. Satan comes at you, can all sorts of sneaky ways, a sneaky word, a sneaky wink, a sneaky turning of the head, all sorts of sneaky ways that it said you looking one way and Satan looking right at you, looking at somebody else, getting them the eye. We've probably done this ourselves. You wink one thing, he winking two ways at somebody else. It says they bend their bow, meaning that they got a bow and arrow to speak. Or if we're talking in the spiritual, they've got their eye pointed at you. Their arrow is pointed right at you, no matter which way you go. Like those little ping pong things you see in the fair, they're shooting at you. Doesn't matter where you go, shooting at you in every direction that you go. It goes on to say they bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string. Let me tell you, that the scriptures tell you that there are some people, they go to sleep thinking of evil stuff to do, and they get up thinking of evil things to do. They don't waste time on anybody. And they are filled with ways to make your lives miserable. You don't have to do anything to anybody for them to make your life miserable. You just got to be in place. You just got to be in God's hand. You just got to be a child of God. They sneak around and they hide and thinking that you don't see them, because really you're probably not looking. It says they make ready. That means that they done already made the plan. So by the time you get on board, they done made a plan. They done got them. They done got their friends together, and they got a plan. And all they doing is sitting there waiting for you to drop right in the trap. It says it makes ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately or privily shoot at the upright in heart. Now notice, the scripture didn't say about them shooting at the body. It said shoot for your heart. Out of the heart come these issues, jealousies and envies and all of these things. It's shooting it right at your heart. Somebody got a nice car, you got to have a nicer car. Somebody got fine clothes. You got to have finer clothes. All of these things that be up in your heart, it gets into your heart, and then you start looking out of another eye, not out of the eyes that the Lord wants you to look at, but you're looking at looking out another set of eyes, greed and these type of things. You're looking at that the have and the have not eyes, and because you have not, you're mad with the ones that do have. The Lord is telling us in the scriptures right here, if the foundations be destroyed, what the righteous going to do? If all of these things tear the foundations down, what are the righteous going to do? Our hands are tied. We done throwed our hands up. We done turned around and walked away. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? But the Lord got an answer for you. It goes on in verse 3, says, again, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You know, when I think about looking in David and Samuel and Saul and Goliath, the one of the things that I see in these scriptures and looking at the life of Samuel, looking at the life rather of Saul, of David, all of the things that he had to go through, all of the trials that he had to go through. He had a heart to God. Do we have a heart after God? Can we stand when the trials come? Can we love when people try to tear us down? When it seems like your foundations and people don't pull the rug from under your feet and you feel like you got nowhere to go, nobody to turn to? We get that, you know. But we can say that these things have not happened to us, but I can assure you they happen to us. You may be going through one day, and then if you think you're going to went through something, then somebody come right along and pull the rug clean from under your feet. It seems like it just leaves you there. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, it goes on to say that it says that we have a strong foundation. We must trust in the Lord. The Lord himself, foundation. He has created you. He has given you the foundation that you need to stand up and stand on. Everything that you, child of God, and you call yourself a child of God. You call yourself, I'm a God's child, regardless of what your situation looks like and what the circumstances are. You know, I watch the news a lot, and I tell you, your heart cries out for the people in this world, in this generation, in this time, that are because of COVID and maybe other things, they're losing homes, they're losing families, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, that are being put out on the street, that the food lines and for the food pantries are wrapped around city streets. It makes your heart cry out. The scripture asks the question, foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It would seem like we have no control, but I tell you, we have self-control. Say that to yourself. I have self-control. I can stand. You know, when we look at people that are really having a tough go of it, and we can't do anything about all the situations, but we know somebody that can. Now, maybe that may not be you, because we all have our own situations and circumstances, you know, whether it's financial or whether it's in the health or if children or business or finances or maybe it's your community or maybe it's your state. It depends on, you know, what those circumstances, that can you stand? Do the child of God result to what the world doing? Do we do that? Do we give up? Can we continue to stand? Because what we know is Satan is trying to destroy the foundation. He's trying to destroy your foundation. Wherever that is, whatever area it is, he's trying to destroy the foundation. Many of us in this generation is now seeing the first of a lot of things. We've never lived through a pandemic. Most of us in this generation now have not lived in a pandemic. So we don't really know. And so we don't know what people have had to do. I've never lived through a depression, but I know people made it. There are those that have lived through a depression, and they made it. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's a heavy question. But God has an answer. The righteous can do a lot. The righteous have tools. Even if the rug gets pulled out from under you. And I can tell you that I was going through racing and with an individual, and I tell you, it was every day an attack of the enemy. Every day. Let me tell you that I believe this person, and they told me that they came home. They got on their knees. They cried. They called out to the Lord because every day it was seemingly to wear them down. And I'm talking about a strong Christian in the Lord. And so every day I would shoot this person scripture, two or three times a day shooting the scripture. I got on my knees and I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do when they're up against these things of the world that seem like they just keep hitting you and hitting you and hitting you and hitting you? What can the righteous do? There's an answer for us, y'all. There's an answer in the scripture. There's an answer in Jesus Christ. When I was looking into scriptures, and it says that David went out, before he went out to meet Goliath, and we know that story very well, but it tells us some things, that David was a young fellow. And if what are some of the things that I gleaned from this scripture is that his brothers also knew that maybe David, you know, he was a good-looking fellow. The scriptures tell us that. And it also goes on to say a few other things that it means that when the brothers asked to him, when his father told him to take some, you know, some bread and other little things to his brothers who were about to go into battle. And there's a portion in there when one of the brothers looked at David and said, what you doing here? When they were telling them that there was a giant out there, and they were, and David is like, okay. And he said, what you doing up here? This is what one of the brothers said. You need to go on back. Who tending to the few sheep we got? You just want to see what's going on. That's all you. That's why you up here, and that's why you just kind of stand around and looking and listening. Tell you this. They knew something. The brothers knew David. But that was not why the Lord sent David out there. Yes, he had a job to do, take this food to the brothers and the others who were out there fighting. But David was also one of those children or one of the boys that was raised, you know, I'm going to say maybe in a Christian environment, or even maybe not in the Christian environment, I believe that David was, but he was had some basic principles in his life. Most of us have been raised with some basic principles in life about God because he's put it in us. That's why those basic principles, they're already in us. So when they tell David about Goliath and want to know why he want to be up there and be nosy and this and all, but you see what David had to hear? Goliath insulted God. Goliath is God by talking about his God to the Israelites, his brothers and Saul and all this. He insulted. David knew that they insulted his God by telling him, you know, you ain't this and you ain't that, and y'all gonna come up against somebody like me. He insulted David's God, and David didn't like it. Do we sometimes let those things, when people insult our God because we're going through because things are happening and you have somebody to tell you, better get on up out of here. You better run. If you take that, what's the church doing for you? What the church people doing for you? You over here and you ain't got no food and you getting ready to put out and your lights up. And you and what you're doing is running down that door. What's your God doing now? What your people over there that say they God doing? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You're going to have to stand up. Don't you let somebody insult your God. Regardless of what you're going through, you know that you can trust God. You know who got your corner. You know who got your back. You know that he will feed you. He will provide for you. He will take care of you. He will come and see about you. Don't you let somebody insult your God, because you know that whether they see him or not, God has put the basic principles inside of you that have you to be able to cry out and cry loud to your God. Don't let somebody insult your God, and you doing all that you know that you can do to keep the foundation strong. We know that God lives. We know that Jesus is his son. Sometimes that's all you may have to say. Lord, I know Jesus is your son, and he died for me. Just say what you know. But stand on it. Don't let somebody insult your God. Don't let them insult your church, your pastor. Don't let them insult the people that you fellowship with. Each person will have to answer for their own. But we don't have to fall into those categories of where people bend down low, look, wink eyes, shake heads, shake hands and hips, do things underhanded. We don't have to fall in with that group. Just keep yourself grounded. Make yourself, help yourself to help somebody else, because you serve a good God. And so when David knows that, number one, Goliath has insulted his God, it didn't matter to him how big Goliath was. It shouldn't matter to you sometimes. Don't get me wrong, because we all in this physical body, and God knows that. We all got these five senses, and God knows that. He is our creator, so he knows that. So he knows that you're going to cry out to him, or you should cry out to him. He knows that you're going to go through a few things. The scriptures tell us that. But if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You can't let your foundation and be destroyed. One of the definitions of in Webster talks about the foundations, and somebody building a building or a house or something like that. The building of built almost underground so that it will be able to bear the load. If it's a house, it's built down there so that the house that sits on that foundation will be able to carry that load. And so it's built deep, it's built strong, and so that every wind that comes through there shouldn't blow you off of it. And you know all the scriptures talk about the man that built the house on the rock and the one that built the one on the sand. Well, there's two roads there, you know. Choose. You choose. But I can tell you that if you build your foundation on the rock, you'll stand. One of the things that there's a commercial that comes on television. And in this commercial, the company that does this roofing work, it shows you a part in the house where there's cracks going up the wall, you know, up the wall, and then it takes you outside and it shows you where the bricks and things are kind of have come apart. So the house that structure is shifting, and so the little fellow says, "Can't you can fix it?" That sort of thing. And so, but we see that where it's shifting, but there's somebody that we can come in there and we can go down under the ground right there. And we put these things in and we just push every little thing back in place. Push every little thing so that you ain't got them cracks. Well, I believe that in the wear and tear about Christian lives and our Christian walk with the Lord, let me say that sometimes we may get some little cracks here and there, and that we have to go to the Lord and tell him to fix those things for us, to help get the alignment back upright in our lives. If the foundation won't be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The righteous have to get the foundation. The foundation is actually already there, but sometimes, again, we have to go through that. We have to fix those little, get those little cracks and things like that, get them back up into place. And then what we have to do is we have to ask the Lord as we go along through this life is that we stay close to him. If we trust him, he will be able to bring us out. He will be able to have us to have self-control in times like these and that the times that we're going through now. It's a hurting thing, but if the foundation get destroyed, what can the righteous do? The righteous have to stand. The righteous have to trust God. The righteous has to keep in prayer. The righteous have to be truthful. The righteous have to be accountable. The righteous have to do things that will keep them in tune with God. The righteous got to communicate with God. You know, the righteous got to look and see and examine your own life and the things that you're doing. That's what the righteous have to do. You have to hold tight to whatever it is that God done told you. If the foundations be restored, if we allow these foundations to be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You have to ask yourself that question. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Take that question to God. But God gives us another answer. God tells us down in verse 4 of Psalms 11, it says, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord does not live here in this earth. Scriptures just gave you the answer. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. You're not praying to some man and something else and here and there. The one that you trust don't live right here. He's looking at you from where he lives. You can't touch him, but he can touch you. He's looking at you. He's seeing what you're going through. He knows how much you can take. Scriptures tell us that. Scriptures tell us that, y'all. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Hallelujah. We know, my brothers and sisters out there, that the fruit of the Spirit is in us. The word of the Lord is purified. It's been tried 7 times. You can trust God's word. It's been purified through a fire. You can trust his word just a little bit at a time. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You know, there's the glue that holds things together. I bought some of this, got something that was a lamp that was falling, so I'm trying to fix it. And so I heard on the commercial, get that Gorilla Glue. That Gorilla Glue will hold anything. That Gorilla Glue will fix it. And you won't have no problem with it. Well, y'all, God is our Gorilla Glue. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Go to the one that can hold it together. Go to the one that can see you through. Go to the one who can tell you how this and that. He can give you instruction. He can give you peace. He can give you joy. How, if in the foundations be destroyed, can the righteous do? What can you do? The righteous always got a way. Lord, the Lord God is our righteousness. And the scriptures talk about that's in your heart. Watch out for your heart. Because in your heart, you want to try to destroy the foundations. My father told me one of the things that he was trying to tell me many times, and I've said it many times. My father said, he said that my father would call me Willie Jack. He'd say, Willie Jack, this house will stand. Just don't let it leak. Just see a leak, get it fixed. He said, but this structure will stand. He said, I'll build it with my own hands. He said, if you don't it leak, it will stand. I believe that because he said it. God, if we put our trust in him, if you got a leak, you got a crack, God will fix it. Over time, things happen. You know, there's death and there's poverty, there's hunger, there's finances, there are things. They happen. Job losses, and even promotions can bring you a big headache. You want it so bad, you get it, and then you get a big headache. But God can fix the foundations for it if we get a crack here and there. God can fix it. I believe that the Lord is letting us know, because with these cracks now going on, whereas you can't go to church, you can't fellowship, and you got to wear your mask, and you got to be 6 feet apart, and if you get sick, you may not even maybe go to the doctor. The hospitals and things, beds are full, and so life, as you know it, is not the same. Maybe, you know, you were thinking that, well, you know, this my foundation is now messed. This is messed up. That's kind of like what the scripture says: the foundation be destroyed. What can the righteous do? The righteous can do those things. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. And if you can't fellowship there, here's blog talk and other prayer lines for you to stay encouraged, for you to keep your foundation strong, so that if somebody in your home or whatever get COVID, it's not going to be the end of the world. Your foundation will stay strong. You'll get by it. You'll get through it. God will do this for you. But if you let them cracks get real big, or those leaks, your foundation will be destroyed. God bless you. God keep you. And God forever smile upon you. We have a champion that's also listed in the book of Samuel. That when the Philistines came out, they came out and said, we got a champion here. Y'all can't beat us. We got a champion here. And he told David that, I'm a champion here. He'll beat me. Will something look like you? Go come up against somebody like me. God has a word for them. He has a word for us. The righteous can do something. And David did something. The righteous can do something. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you, Father. We thank you. We love you. We trust in you, Lord God. We may not be where we ought to be, but, Lord, we're not where we used to be. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us to find where the cracks in our foundation is, oh, Lord, that you can come in and fix. And we're going to be ever grateful and thankful to you, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Excuse me. What can the righteous do if the foundation is destroyed? Amen. Hallelujah. If the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you for that wonderful word of God. And she said that there are things that we could do. Some things I wrote down was pray, trust God, communicate with God, examine our own self and hold tight to the word of God, to God, and to wait on God and to watch out. Watch our heart, glory be to God. And those are some things that I caught to write down. And we know that these are the things that we must do. The word of God says that a house divided cannot stand. And that was a wonderful message, because during these times, people are not together. And this is a time where things can happen, where your foundation can be destroyed, where families can be destroyed if we don't hold on to God during this time. So much is going on in the world today. So much is being lost. So many people are suffering today. But this is a time that we really must hold on to God, and we must reach out to others. Even if we can't be with each other, still reach out to each other, to our family members, that we can still stand, because we need this during this time. So I thank God for that word, that wonderful word. At this time, I'm going to open up the lines, and just give me a few minutes because I have quite a few lines to open up. So I'm going to open up the lines, and if there's anyone would like to say anything to Sister Weaver.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. So,
bless the Lord.
Amen.
Some of the lines are open. I hear some of you. Okay.
Yes.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
And yes. Evangelist Meekin, I hear you.
Yes.
Yes. I would like to say an awesome word, Sister Weaver. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We can trust in the Lord.
Amen.
That was awesome.
Powerful.
That was awesome.
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Weaver. I mean, the Lord has anointed her in a special way in delivering his messages, and it is just always awesome.
Amen.
And I thank you for that word. Amen.
I also, Sister Weaver, I always love to hear you bring the word anywhere.
Yes,
I just can see you now standing and your motion, your action behind it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy always to hear you speak. Yeah, I've told you that many times before. But like Cynthia said, what an awesome word you brought.
Yes.
I thought that was so powerful. And I'm like Dr. Dawson said, I put down, we can stand because God is on our side. The righteous will be able to stand because of the fact that we have God on our side. What
That's
would
right.
the righteous do? But because God put in his word that he would take care of the righteous, we have that confidence in him, knowing that he would do exactly what he said. And I like what she brought in verse 4. It really answers that question that was brought out in number 3. I thank God for you, Sister Weaver, and I miss you, but what a powerful word you brought. Yes. God bless you.
Amen.
And Kelly.
Yes, Kelly. Wonderful job.
Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else?
Amen.
Amen. Nobody else want to say anything?
Yes.
I know somebody on the line.
Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, this is Robin. I too want to thank my mother for that word, and just a powerful word in this time. And one of the things that, even as she was saying that, one of the things that we've been talking about, she and I, is God laying his super upon our natural. And even as she shared that story, I had not really heard it until this second about David and Goliath, and the fact that God laid his super upon David's natural. When he picked up those stones, David did what he could do in his own natural strength. But when he took those stones, he was dependent upon the Lord to do exactly what the Lord was going to do, which was use that stone to land exactly where he lacked it, exactly where it landed.
Right.
So I praise God for the word. I praise God for the Lord just giving us more revelation. How powerful he will work in our lives if we are open and receptive and allow him. Thank you, Mother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I want to add that I was blessed by the word. I'm more than blessed. And so, Sister Weaver, this is your cousin, Jackie Love from Georgia. And I, in a season like this, your word will stand. And so you encourage our hearts on tonight. Reminding us of what we need to do in this season. So praise God for the ministry, but we praise God for the word that he gave to you, because many of us needed that. Bless you.
Yes, sir.
Any more?
Okay. Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is Kelly. I just want to say there was an excellent word, Mother. I wasn't sure what you was going to come out and say, but I knew it was going to be something good. And, of course, as you, you know, make the note that, you know, we all are going to hit these walls and we're all going to go through these situations, but just to remember, you know, we put our trust in the Lord and that we will succeed and we will get over it. And so that was just a perfect Friday night message for us to get us through. So
yes,
I appreciate
yes.
it, Willie, and I miss you, and I love all the ladies on here. I'm surprised to hear everybody on here, but I miss y'all girls from Beale Chapel.
Amen. Truly. Shout out, Truly, thank you for coming on and doing the introduction tonight, too. God bless you so much.
I thank you for asking me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Is there any more? Amen.
Yes.
Truly, we thank you. Go ahead.
You blessed us tonight. You blessed us with a good word. It was
Amen.
So awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome to hear you. This is your cousin, Bertha.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad I did the last minute. Look at Jackie text. Whoever sent me the text, I've been busy all day, but I seen that text. I got on 7:05, and I thank you. You did a blessing to the family tonight.
Amen.
Really was,
Amen.
That word was a blessing. Thank you. The foundation is what it feels on. But we thank God for you.
Yes, yes.
Really thank God. Keep on
Amen.
In God's hands. Please keep on.
Amen.
We are praying. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Is there any more before we get ready to close out? Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Sister Weaver, I wanted to tell you, I started to read that scripture, and the Spirit told me no and sent me to 1:17. So that let me know that was right on time word tonight.
Yes, it was.
Amen. 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 I thought about Miss Watson singing that song. I wanted to hear that song so bad, but I know I couldn't get Miss Watson online and sing that song too. But I looked for it and I found one. So everything was a blessing tonight. We thank God
Amen.
For you accepting the invitation to come on and allow the Lord to
Can
you
play
to
with?
Bring such a right now word for the people of God, because truly we need word to be encouraged. And
That's
I truly
right.
thank everybody that was on the line tonight, because God has this avenue open for us to come to minister and to fellowship together. So I truly thank God for that. And I
yes.
thank you all for all the comments on tonight. And it was truly a blessing just to hear everybody's voice, as Kelly said, too. Truly a blessing. We thank God. So I'm going to turn it back over to Sister Weaver and ask her just to pray us out. And I say to y'all, on Wednesday, Reverend Dorsey's on in his present ministry at 1 o'clock. For Christmas Day, I'll be here at 10 o'clock on a Friday because it's Christmas. And then I'll be back again on the 4th Sunday at 1 o'clock. So if you can, come and join us again. Sister Weaver, I turn it back over to you so you can just pray us out. And thank you so much again, and God bless you so much for coming to bring the word.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. God bless all of you all, too. I'm just truly thankful to the Lord for the strong backup and that the Lord won't leave us alone. We you know, He brings
yes,
us through
right.
these things, and so we're thankful in that He is the glue that will hold us together. He is the foundation
right.
that if you lean on one side, He'll get you back up. If you lean on the other side, He'll get you back up.
That's
the
right.
Word says, get back up there. You know, it may be a little bit adjusting there, but He'll get you there. He can
That's
get
right.
you back the word has not changed. That means that God's word is true. It's always on time. It's always a level. And there's nothing crooked about God's word. It was true yesterday. It is true today. And it will be true tomorrow.
That's right.
Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for all that you incline for us to hear and to say and to entreat that word to get very deep down into the marrow of our bones.
Lord God. We thank you for all the words that you bring through the lines, oh God, and in the people out there in Blog Talk land. We thank you, Lord, for all of them. May they all be a blessing, oh God, by hearing this word. The blessings flow over them abundantly, Lord, because they've heard the word. We love you. We thank you. God, we entreat you to continue those that continue the Blog Talk line to go forth, and we give it all to you, O Lord, because it's in no better hands than yours. Through Jesus Christ's name, I do pray y'all have a very blessed and good night.
Amen.
God bless
everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Mom.